And don't have to worry about my children, because this is a hard world. Don't nobody give you nothing. You have to work for it. Right?
Right.
So I'm blessed to be able to beat up everybody. So I want to beat up everybody until I can't beat them no more. If I can go 10 more years, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Good. Most of your poems, like the one you spoke a few moments ago, are funny. But you've written one about your own people, I think at the time of the Attica prison riot. It's a serious poem. You have certainly very serious moments, as you've shown us tonight. Could you, before we go, just say that poem for us?
Oh, this poem explains the Attica prison. You heard that over here when all the black prisoners were shot, and just before they held some white hostages, and they say they would cut the throats if they didn't get what they wanted. And the word was, well, if the throats are cut, then shoot and kill everybody. They found out during the autopsy that the throats were not cut, they just shot them for nothing. The trigger-happy policeman, and that Rockefeller gave word 10 minutes or so, if they don't give up, I think it's the way it went, open fire. And one black prisoner came out to speak to the warden, and he said, you have 10 minutes to surrender. What's your reply? Are we going to come in shooting? And the black prisoner came out, poetic poem. This didn't happen, but this is what I wrote. He said, better far from all I see, to die fighting to be free, what more fitting end could be? Better surely than in some bed where in broken health I'm led, lingering until I'm dead. Better than with prayers and pleas are in the clutch of some disease, wasting slowly by degrees. Better than of heart attack are some dose of drug I lack. Let me die by being black. Better far that I should go, standing here against the foe. Is there sweeter death to know? Better than the bloody stain on some highway where I'm lain, torn by flying glass and pain. Better calling death to come than to die another dumb, muted victim in the slum. Better than of this prison rot, if there's any choice I've got, kill me here on the spot. Better far my fight to wage now while my blood boils with rage, lest it cool with ancient age. Better violent for us to die than to Uncle Tom and try, making peace just to live a lie. Better now that I say my sooth, I'm gonna die demanding truth while I'm still akin to youth. Better now than later on, now that fear of death is gone, never mind another darn. They opened fire on him, but they died telling it like it was.
You have understood, well, the riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman. Was on the Nile. You went to see great Egypt fall. It fell down to the ground. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind. Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together. Together, be together, stick together. So tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as Superman? There ain't no such thing as Superman. Thank you.
Sugar Ray defeated Jake at Madison Square Garden last October. You can see the contrast in their styles. The speedy Ray Robinson up on his toes, the dancing master, LaMotta the brawler, Jose Blackwood most of the time. Now we...
again. So, them tell we say Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica and this part of the world. Well, most people know I say not no go so. We agree with that. But we really understand how is it that a one guy come clear across us all and decide say him is the founder of so much islands when he was nothing in Europe. And Europe was almost like a, what they would call a backward place before the Moors enter into Granada in Spain. It wasn't really any high quality life. Christopher Columbus born in a place named Genoa in Italy. And he was a sail upon the ship them from Portugal. And we must remember that the Portuguese is one of the first European countries to enslave African people. Don't forget that. The Portuguese were the first European country to enslave, well, and I said the first, one of the first to really enslave Africans. And Christopher Columbus was on those ships that used to venture into Europe, into Africa. Christopher Columbus. When Christopher Columbus got to Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Why we are telling this story is because something happened that we miss in the history when we talk about 1492. Because that is really what them give it. 1492, Christopher Columbus come across us all. And really create havoc amongst the indigenous people. And when them tell you, say, the Arawaks or the Tainos were the first people to inhabit here. But Africans was here too. Africans was here too. Africans was here thousands of years before Christopher Columbus come here. So, in the Americas, as they would call it. Africans ventured into these parts of the world thousands of years. Anyway, the man named Christopher Columbus wanted to go to India. India, he wanted to go. And he needed some ship, but he couldn't get the ship them. So he go to King Ferdinand, Queen Isabella, to get the ship them, for venture. And he get three ships, but he couldn't get nobody to come with him. Because the Europeans thought that if you go too far out in the sea, you'd fall off. Because you have some people that know what talk about the world flat, the earth flat, and all them foolish to say. But him thought, and the people them in Europe thought, that the further you go to the horizon, it's far, you're going to fire off, you're going to see some beasts and all these things. Well, Christopher said he want to take the chance. Because he said he can't travel west to go east, not knowing that what goes around come around. And it's really India and the adventure out to go, but he must travel in the other way. So Christopher Columbus got into the prisons in Spain and take out the murderers and the thieves and the pedophiles and all these people and promise them land if they would go with him. Well, if you promise me gold and free freedom from the jail, me take the chance. So a whole heap of people take the chance and go with him on the tree ship them. But what them don't tell you that there were Moors on the ship. There were African people on the ship. The chief navigators on these ships was Moors, because them know about navigation. They developed navigation years ago. Long time, them developed navigation. Well, Christopher Columbus venture out, and somehow him lose point, him lose direction, and him end up in this part of the world. But the reason why we are telling this story is not the Columbus voyage we are telling about. It's 1492. What was taking place in Europe in 1492? There's a thing named the Inquisition. A lot of you might not know what is the Inquisition. The Inquisition is when the king and queen of Spain decides that anybody that is not with the papacy, with Pope, is heretics, so they should be burned to death, crucified or hanged. So there was an actual spy thing going on for anybody where them feel, say, was part of this conspiracy against Christendom, because Europe is just the idea they call it Europe, the name Christendom. But guess what now? It was really against the Moors and the Jews, because the Moors and the Jews never accept the papacy. So these inquisitions was against the Jews and against the Moors, the Muslims, as we call them. So in 1492, them start this inquisition. The inquisition is people, is a system where them call the inquisitors. You know, you don't say you're inquisitive. You're inquisitive means they set people to watch you, to see what you was doing. For instance, you know, so the nation of is the nation of people who call themselves Muslims. Them pray 5 times a day. And if a man next door look over and see you pray 5 times a day, I'm going to say, yes, see there? He's not a part of the paper. Say, you're not, you're fighting against Rome. So they would inquire, call the inquisitor, and he would inquire if you are part of this thing. And this would lead to your prosecution and death. So this was something that was taking place right over Europe, where anyone that was found with a different religious perspective would be put to death by the authorities that call themselves the inquisitors or the inquisition set up there to deal with these situations. So what they wanted to do was to run out all the Africans them out of Spain. And then the Inquisition continued further into Europe. So you have other inquisitors and Inquisition develop to the point where now there was a lot of burning of people. Imagine that. They were burning people at the stake because they found out that you was not part of the Roman Catholic Empire. And not only that, we went in Holland. There is a torture museum. And if you see the torture, the things them that them usually do. And the weirdest thing about it, you know, is that them do this. They ask you if you are with the Pope. And them torture you to the point where you have to say you is with the Pope. And then them kill you. Because them say them will have to torture you too much for you say it. The Inquisitors, the Inquisition, and why you remember that? The Inquisition, a time in Europe when African people was hunted because of their religious perspective. And up to this day, we see that taking place, not at Panda level there, but we see the church, the Roman Catholic Church, even in Canada the other day, they found 200 odd graves of young children who were supposed to be culturally brainwashed into believing in Jesus Christ to give up their indigenous culture. That is what they took the children them away for. They took them away from the nation and put them in some places where they could brainwash the people them into their religious perspective. And now we find that it is coming out more and more and more and more. And they will keep finding these things because this is something that Europe has continuously done. Make you feel say what they are doing is the right and proper thing. And hide the atrocities that they do, not only to other people, but to themselves. Because World War I and World War II was fought not as a world war, and as Europe, as the tribes of Europe fighting against the tribes of Europe. It was nothing else. We're never involved in a world war. Just like how them said, the World Series. It's only America involved in the World Series. Nobody else not in there. I'm pretty sure presumptuous them is. Them farm a game named the World Series, and it's only America involved in it. Out. Yeah, this is Muta Baruka. I want to introduce you to a different style of programming from the media. We call it Ras Internet That Today. I want you to log on to it because you'll be pleasantly surprised. Ras Internet That Today provides you with all different perspectives, knowledge, psychology, philosophy, history, social things, religion, things. So we want you to tune into it. Ras, R-A-S-S-S, Internet That Today. Irie.
Well, let me hear you say mountain. change my mind. Oh no, baby, I've changed my mind.
love like signs. Yeah. Always rise above disappointments and just keep on trying on. Lonely streets we trap together, singing songs of joy and praise, holding precious meditation, praising Jah with all my heart. So I sing glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name. To the Master, come on, help me shout His name. Yeah. Though we face great tribulations, we know we sure ain't giving up. With Jah Almighty as our leader, there ain't no battle we can't win. So I say glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name. Glory, glory to the Master. Come on, help me shout His name. Feel downhearted. Rise and let your love light shine. Always rise above disappointments and just keep on trying on. Cause lonely streets we tread together, singing songs of joy and praise, holding precious meditation, praising Jah with all my heart. So I say glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name.
Kevin Amos, you're listening to One to One, great Black music from the ancient to the future.
The choice we make, decide your fate. Mother Heart is singing a sorrow song, falling on a deaf ear. Biggest fear that the ocean will one day be no more human activity causing loss of biodiversity. The time is now, the time has come to save our seas, the river and the trees, the ocean breeze. Conscious of the consumer disease, oh yeah, rising in the sea, destroying the forest. We have forgotten that we need them both to breathe. The oceans are the lungs of the earth.
fragments, fragments of plastic, outnumbering plankton. The time is now. The time has come.
Yeah, man, I'ma tell him it's a thing called Kabaka Premier alongside the one named Black on my sin. Selassie, I once again. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, come on, yeah.
Red Rastafari.
We don't have no fear, no.
We don't fear them.
When the enemies surround me, Jah will be there, yeah. When the tackling get rowdy and them play unfair, oh.
So unfair.
Babylon not tight, dribble around me, Jah will be there. Jah is in my corner.
And touch from the back of field. Still I wear my shin guard, oh Jah Jah, I'm a shield. Pray every day so me never get fatigued. Still I play the game, never drop out of the league. The wicked is my rival, the righteous is my team. The trophy is survival, to win it is my dream. Even when Babylon buy out the referee, we face the penalty and still I win the victory.
Jah is in my corner.
Jah Jah in my corner, yeah.
The Most High is my coach.
Emperor Selassie,
and Jah Jah is my keeper.
Jah is my keeper,
and Jah protects my goal all along.
To them, look,
going strong.
All when them come with them hearts, tackle with them can't tackle. We just shift them up and rock them up just like a glass buckle. But tell the opposition, said Jah had the savior. Coulda shoot, coulda cross, all of them him savior. Me say you have to brave ya, we go make it on the side ya. We now get relegated, we just ascend just like Elijah. We go take them by surprise ya. I know them still don't believe them, not in a we league. Them figure retreat to all my skill and my feet.
Okay. Even when the buckle feel get crowdy, we don't have no fear, no.
No.
When the enemies surround me, Jah will be there, yeah. When the tackling get rowdy and them play unfair, oh.
So unfair.
Babylon not tight, dribble around me, Jah will be there.
Jah is in my corner.
Jah in my corner, yeah.
The Most High is my coach.
Emperor Selassie is my coach.
And Jah is my keeper.
A pity.